Prayer tonight. Thank you for being here tonight. If you're visiting with us, we're delighted to have you this evening. It was a great joy this morning to hear Brother Matt Burns and have a good lesson worshiping God and studying the Word of the Lord. And of course, Al had a good lesson the other day. We appreciate very much everybody's efforts, and we're surely thankful that we can work together in the kingdom of God. Keep praying for Jeff and for Tommy, and we appreciate the good work they're doing as our elders. Continue to pray and exhort each other. Natalie and their family are with us tonight, and also their very nurse, and we're glad to see them and appreciate those of you that are visiting with us this evening. Now, Troy wants to copy down all of my scriptures, and he wants me usually to write out what the message is all about. Well, this morning, guess what? He came to me, and of course I knew what I was going to preach on, and I put it on that piece of paper as I thought it probably would go. But I put one thing on the wrong line. Tonight, one of the first things that Troy told me, that, Brother Guy, would you do that again? I said, I love this man. He certainly is a great fellow. Appreciate Troy so very much and his encouragement to us in the kingdom of God. I miss Mike. I know you do too. And we just continue to pray for his good work. And we're thankful that he's willing to go all these different places preaching the word of Almighty God. That's the power of God. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Tonight, I want to consider with you tonight a lesson from God's Word concerning beware of false prophets. Our text is found in 1 John 4 and verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, or calling upon children of God. He calls them beloved, and he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. John said, something has happened in the world. What is it, John? John said that there are many false prophets, not a few, but there are many false prophets that are going out into the world. So much said in the Bible about truth and warning against the false doctrines and false prophets. Deuteronomy 18, verses 20 through 22, God speaks clearly concerning how you can ascertain who is a true prophet and one who is not. As a matter of fact, we start out tonight in the book of Matthew. Matthew, of course, warns about false prophets. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 11, here we find the Lord, and the Lord saying, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. That's the purpose of false prophets. It's deception. Many will be deceived. How will they be deceived? They will be deceived by false prophets. False prophets' objective is to deceive. And notice also in Matthew 24, verse 24, for there shall rise false Christ, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. They'll come, many of them, and what will they do? They will show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. I mean, they come powerful, with powerful messages, and they're teaching things that are contrary to the word of the Lord. But it's so powerful that many people believe it and are deceived thereby. Mark also warns of false Christ and prophets over in Mark 13, verse 22, as he quotes Christ. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it's possible, even the elect. Then we find Luke. He also joins in the chorus of warning against false prophets. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus said, woe to you, when all men shall speak well of you. Why? Because, look at it, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. My friends, tonight, I want to study a lesson that the Bible shows us is very important to be able to ascertain between that which is true and that which is false. Peter warned over in 2 Peter 2 and verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privilege to bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that false. I will stop there. Look at the extent to which some will go. They are denying. What is it denying? They are denying the Lord that fought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. I say to you tonight, this subject is so important. Why? We can be deceived. These people are out advocating things contrary to the will of the Lord. As a result of sort of such, can deceive people and as a result cause them to be lost eternally. Jesus warns to his writers in Matthew 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets, which come to you what? In sheep's clothing. Don't think just because a person happens to be a desirable individual that this is a sign or this is a badge of what he said is right. Yet Jesus said these prophets would come and they'll come in sheep's clothing. But inwardly, they're ravening wolves. What are their objectives? Their objective is to get us to turn away from the truth. Can we not see then the importance of such a subject as this tonight? Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 32, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. In other words, the prophets know. They know what they're saying, and they know what they're saying is not true. As a result of such, we find in Acts chapter 13, verse 6, that Paul, as he was traveling through the island of Athens, the Bible says they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. Yes, they existed then. Now notice what Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 3, that some would come who were without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of that are good. It's coming, Paul said. They will come. What will they do? Their objective is to deceive the people. In Galatians 2 and verse 4, Paul is writing to the brethren over in Galatians. He speaks of false brethren. And that because of false brethren, unaware, brought in, brethren identified as what? As false brethren. These brethren are brought in for what reason? To privately display out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Their objective is to get us to believe what they say, to bring us again into bondage, those who have been delivered by the power of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Long ago, during the days of Jeremiah, they had the same difficulty. Then the Lord said to me, Jeremiah said, the prophets prophesy lies, and they do it in my name. Won't you stop me, God? These prophets who are false prophets are doing it in what? In the name of God. They're saying that what they are teaching you is right. Give the gift book in chapter 4. Is it really true? Listen to what Jeremiah said. I condemn not, God said. Neither have I commanded them. They're on a mission. They're doing something. Not my will, but their will. Neither spake they unto them. They prophesied you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. The false prophets are described beautifully here by Jeremiah. And God said, there are those that are speaking, and when they don't speak, as the oracles of God, They're speaking lies because God said, I didn't send them to speak that way. You remember Jesus in Matthew 7, verse 21? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. God said, when you speak, and you say it's me, make sure that you speak my word. In 1 Peter 4, verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God, as that which God has uttered. Deuteronomy 18, verses 21 through 22. And if thou say of thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? Well, hear you how you can understand. Notice what the Bible says. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. All right, we're going to study about that in a few moments. But the prophet hath spoken presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. What is it God said throughout the ages? These people that speak, make sure what they speak come to pass. If it doesn't, don't pay any attention to it. Now, tonight, for just a few moments, and the lesson will be yours. I want to consider some folks that have done some prophesying. Number one, Simon and Simon prophesied that he would take over the world. We're talking about people that do what? Make predictions. What's his prediction? Here is a man who is indeed a Korean religious leader, founder of the unification movement, and he said that this movement that we're involved in is so strong. Here's what's going to happen. That we'll take over the whole world. Well, when he made that prophecy, my friend, sometime before he died, January 6th, 1920, his birth and death, September the 3rd, 2012. The founder of the unification movement never realized that that which he spoke did not come to pass. He was a false prophet. When? God said if a man speak, and that which follows is not, does not follow what he says. That man to know I did not say. Did he? And was he? He wasn't successful. And today he's in the grave. When I was a boy, I don't know about some of you that are older, some of you 80-year-olds, maybe 70s and maybe 60s. Do y'all remember a long time ago we turned on the radio? And we hear the church of tomorrow. And in that church of tomorrow, there's a man whose name is Herb W. Armstrong. Horrible, horrible speaker. And Herbert W. Armstrong said that the Church of God would be raptured to the city of Petra in 1972, with Christ returning in 1975. I was alive, and I probably heard that prediction. What happened? It never took place. Thousands upon thousands of souls believed the false prophecy. This man made. He died at age 93 in Pasadena. He predicted what and when. He said the Church of God, of which he was a part, would be raptured to the city of Pentecost in 1972, with Christ returning in 1975. What does God say about false prophets when they make their predictions? If that which they predicted does not come to pass, that's not what I said. And here is a man that died a long time before that became and never came to pass. Elijah Muhammad of the Black Muslims said that the return of God to North America was imminent. What is he saying? He's saying that the return of God to North America, Christ is coming, he's coming back, and it's imminent. The imminent means it's right here, it's close by. It won't be very long. What did he say? In 1970s, some of you were never born. Others know about the 70s. Guess what? Some 50 years later, even though he said it was imminent, close by, coming to existence, they never did. It was false. Born October the 7th, 1897, died day 77 on February the 25th, 1975. What do we find? We're finding there are people that make predictions. We find that there are people that are prophesied. And these prophets are saying these things are going to come to pass. God said, if what they say comes to pass, then that's what I said. But if it doesn't, then that's not what I said. And as a result of such, we'd be rejected. Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon religion, predicted the return of Christ within 56 years after 1835. Well, if you had 1835 and you put 56 together, I think you did. I hope I remember it was right. 1891. That's when it was supposed to be. What? The return of Christ. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Yes, he is coming. When? Just ask Joseph Smith. What does he say? Within 56 years. Making it specific. After 1835. Well, what he said didn't come to truth. It did not come to pass. He died on June 27, 1844. He was only 38 years of age at Carthage. Yet there are so many in the Mormon religion today still believing what our advocates think cannot come to pass. Charles P. Russell, founder of the Jehovah's Witness religion, claimed that 144,000 faithful would be translated to heaven in 1914. Do we have anybody in here that was around in 1914? Don't raise your hand. Don't speak out. I doubt seriously we do. Friend, let me tell you something. He made up a prediction because that didn't come to pass. He died in 1874, October the 31st, 1916, in Panama. And yet, followers, thousands and thousands are still advocating and following doctrines that have been promoted and predictions that are being made. Do not come to pass. What does God say? God says when a man speaks, you speak as the oracles of God. Ellen G. White, founder of Seventh-day Adventism, proclaimed that Christ would return before slavery was abolished. That's another constant. She died July the 16th, 1915, at age 87 in Napa County. Slavery has been abolished, yet Christ Jesus has not come. I want you to think about this tonight. Here are all these people making prophesying and predicting when the Lord will come. Do you know when the Lord's going to come? I know when the Lord's going to come. You know when the Lord's going to come. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says about it. I know he'll be coming whenever he decides, God decides to send him here. Take these verses of scriptures and look at them. Matthew 24, 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I know then that the prophecies that are being made by men today, they cannot be right. Because only God the Father knows when the Son of God shall come. I know it because that's what he tells me in his word. I'm not going to believe anybody who would say, I think the signs are here. I think the Lord's coming is ready. Oh, my friend. But is that the end hour? No, it's no man. No, not he, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. In Mark 13:13, he added one. That's real interesting. But is that day and that hour? No, it's no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. God knows. We know he knows. I know because he knows. I can't tell the day he does. I know he's coming, Jesus is, but I don't know when. You don't know when. And all these prophesied people do not know when. Truth is emphasized over and over in the Bible. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. That's the thing that you stand on. The truth which God through his Son has spoken. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. No wonder in Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We only know what the word really says. But we know that. Thank God for truth. Oh, we're so blessed, O'Neill. I sit back there and listen to Mike Richardson. I know you, I'm sure you just like me, marvel at the tremendous knowledge of the Bible that he has and the wonderful truth that he expounds to us in such a wonderful way. I told Mike the other day, we're so glad that you're with us at O'Neill. I'm so glad to be working with you because you see, he has his Bible. He preaches the Word. You can check up on him. And what he says is from the Word of God. That's what we've got to do. We've got to know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. I love the truth, don't you? Yes, I love to tell you things that you can be assured of. For example, the Bible tells you to hear the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Believe in Jesus Christ, John 8:24. Repent, Acts 17:30-31. Confess Jesus and hope. How we wish everybody in the world would do that. Matthew 10:32-33. And yet be baptized. Why? That's what the truth says. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be dead. Aaron's children need to repent. Acts 17:30-31. And confess their sin. 1 John 1:9. Pray God. Confess them and ask brethren to pray for them. What a wonderful thing it is to have this book, to know the truth. And when people preach and advocate something, it does not come to pass. How long does it take people to realize you don't accept man's word? You only accept what God said in his precious word. Are you here tonight and not a Christian? Oh, if you're not a child of God, Jesus Christ loved you so much, he died for you. He wants you to come to heaven when you die. But I know the truth, and the truth tells me that you will not be in heaven. If you're a sinner and you haven't listened to Christ and the truth and been baptized for the remission of your sins, why? This is what the book says. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Are you here tonight? Not a child of God. You preach the age of accountability. You know in your heart what to do to be right. Won't you obey the Lord? And if you're a child of God, we can help you in any way tonight. Won't you repent and ask God to forgive you and let us help you? Thank God for truth and let's abide in it. Won't you obey it? Well, together we stand and while we sing. Oh,